So we're going to move on to the next tool. The pain point on this one is that my browser-based blog posting tools are often clunky and difficult to use. If you've ever used some sort of an online portal or you're posting to a blog online, you know, through your browser, it's difficult to edit the text out there and make it look the way you want it to look. You know, you really want kind of a Word experience rather than a web browser experience, right? So we're going to take a look at a tool called Windows Live Writer that addresses that problem. Now, Windows Live Writer is really awesome, and I'll show you the drop-down list in a, when I get into the demo of all the things that it supports. But basically, it's a free web content composition tool, as I call it. In other words, it's useful for blogging, but it's also useful for creating content in other, like in web portals and so on. It's not just a blogging tool. It's used for creating any kind of content you want to put out there. Very, very easy to use. It's a desktop tool. It's not a web browser-based tool. It's a free download. Comes from the Windows Live site, same place that things like Messenger and Live Mail come from. So there it is, download.live.com/writer, and you can pick up the other live tools while you're there.
Out of curiosity, how many people are using Live Writer right now? Show of hands, a few of you that do blogging. Okay, very good.
Yeah, all it's right. A great tool. So you can easily include images through cut and paste right into your page from capture tools like Snagit, Windows Snipping Tool, those things. It's compatible with a wide range of blog and content management tools. You can use this as a content provider for your own applications, too, through an SDK. So when the web installer, it always gets you the latest version through a set of auto updates. So you're always going to be notified when there's something else coming along. And basically, there's a save to draft and a publish option that I'll show you directly here. So what I want to do to begin with, then, is to take a look at what the experience is when you actually post to a blog. And I'm pointing at my blog right now. This is my DevMean blog. And you, so June 19th, I don't actually blog very often, so how about we put something up there right now? You know, that might be a nice thing. So this is what the blog looks like, and the first thing I'll do is I'll switch over to Live Writer. This is the Live Writer window, and you can see that it's matching the theme that I've got on my DevMean blog. So it's able to, when you register it, it's able to go out and query the site and pull back a style so that it looks the same in the edit window as you see inside. When you actually get it posted out there. So in my drafts, I've got a post that I've got in process here. I'm a VB, okay, so that's a little video segment, segments that they're doing for MVPs, and I'm just going to put a little post out there. So you can see I've already got a hyperlink on something here. All right, so I'm just going to type Control-K, or I can actually go in here to the Insert menu and drop it down and paste in my hyperlink. And there's a couple options here. I can open the link in a new window directly, and it remembers the setting that you use, so you can use it the next time. And there's some advanced features as well. So I'm going to insert a hyperlink here.
So it's very Word-like, it looks.
Yeah, like I said, it's sort of like, you know, Word for the web. Now, okay, so what I'm going to do is insert an image here. And I'm going to take it right off my disk, grab it. It's the I'm a VB picture, all right? So now I've got this image open, and over on the right-hand side in the picture bar, you can see that I can do some things to this image. One of them is that by default it's an inline text wrapping. Well, I'm going to stick it to the right, okay? And I'm actually going to take this guy and I'm going to drag it right up to the top of my content, all right? So that it actually ends up wrapped into my text, all right? So it's just a drag and drop operation to do that. Now, if you were trying to, you know, who can write the HTML to do that? Okay, so there's a few people here, but why do you have to know that, right? You just want a tool that you can drag and drop and make it do things. Okay, so as I mentioned, there's a save draft. If I want to just save a copy of it locally and work on it offline, I can do that, or I can actually just post it out to my site as soon as I'm ready. So I'm going to click publish. Oh, what I'm going to do, create a category for it, of course, before I
post it. Oh, the tags too, yeah.
Yeah, so I want this to be a developer topic, okay? So I picked developer, and now I'm going to click publish. And I did, and that is an option to notify me that I haven't picked a category before I post it, because I always forget to do that.
Me too, all the time.
And I can click the box here to view it in the browser after publishing. So hopefully once it gets published out through the web interface here, once it gets done posting it out, it will pop it open, and we'll be able to take a look at that post live on my blog.
You know what amazed me, Stan, is how easy it was to set up. It just went through and it picked up all the default setting, and it just works.
So, all right, there it is. It's right live on my blog.
How about that?
know, so that's really the experience that I'm talking about with wanting to be, you know, very word-like for posting up. You know, this is not a web-based browser tool. You know, it's much more capable than that. All right, so posting to a blog's pretty easy when you already have things set up to do it. All right, what does it take actually to set something up like that? That's actually turns out to be pretty easy too. So, you know, I had my blog chosen over here, but if I go to the tools, maybe it's right here. Yeah. So if I want to add a blog account, okay. So which blog service do you use? Not surprisingly, Windows Live Spaces and SharePoint are right on top. In this case, and it in fact offers to create me a blog if I want. I'm going to pick other blogging service in this case and click next. So type in my web address. In fact, I'm going to be demoing here with a local portal that I've got. So I'm going to localhost. It's all about the tools. And type in my username for this portal. And I can tell it to remember my password if I want.
So where are you going with this demo, Stan? Is you're using this now to do content publishing?
Yes. So this isn't necessarily blog-based, but what I'm going to do is actually use it to post content to a website that I've got set up. So here's the select blog type. And from this list, you can see that there's quite a number of, now, it's primarily blog-oriented. So you see WordPress, Blogger, Atom, Protocol, you know, TypePad, and so on. There's a whole bunch of them here in the list. But there's a couple of APIs as well, the Meta Weblog API and the Movable Type API, which are probably the two most common ones out there. So I'm going to use the Meta Weblog API in this case, because what I'm going to do is post to .NET Nuke, okay, as a portal. And I'm going to pop back over to my setup here, and you can see that I've got a piece of text already highlighted, and this is the URL, my remote posting URL for the blog. Now you're going to have to look this up, you know, for the given service that you're posting to, you know, to find out what the proper string is. But you can see that in here it's metapost.ashx with a key of expandable text HTML, and then at the very end it actually gives the ID of the module that I'm posting to. All right, that happens to be the sort of the protocol for how you post to this expandable HTML module on a .NET Nuke portal. Every application that you want to post to, it's got its own little unique way of doing it, so you have to look at the documentation for that. So once I know what that remote posting tool is, I can click Next. And it's actually going to go out and say, now, do you want it to detect the theme of your blog? And this is where it can come back and give you this nice, pretty picture that you're going to post into. If I say yes here, it'll go out and it'll interrogate my site and figure out what that information looks like. And once I'm done with that, when I click OK, it actually creates me a link out to that particular piece of content that I can post to. So I'm going to say no here because I've actually already got a link set up to this. And I'm just going to drop down to, it's all about the tools, expandable HTML. So I'm changing what I'm posting to. Okay. Now let me hop over to my browser and switch over to that site. All right, so this is actually a .NET Nuke portal that I've got a little bit of information set up on.
I like that logo you got there. That's very
you like
nice.
That? Yeah. I thought you might like that, Russ. Nice little surprise for you.
Yeah.
So this is a very simple site. It's just got a page, a single page. And this is the module down here that I'm interested in, this developer community events module down at the lower right-hand side here. And you can see I've already got a couple of items out there. So it's all about the tools. You see a nice little jQuery effect when you click on the expandability here. So basically, I've got a couple of events that I've already posted out here. This isn't a blog. This is basically an information container into which you can put stuff. Okay, and I'm going to use Live Writer then to post to that. All right, because this Meta Weblog API through a provider in .NET Nuke is able to post out to the blog module, the forums, the expandable text, the HTML. And this expandable text module, by the way, is put out by Mitchell Sellers, who's a guy that out in the .NET Nuke community. And the Meta Weblog API interface is by another fellow in the .NET Nuke community as well, by the name of Dave Worley with IT Crossing. Right, so he's put that out. There's a free one out there if you use .NET Nuke. So let's see how I can actually put some content into there. Go back to Live Writer. And what I'm going to do then is click the new button, and you can see that I can either enter a new post or a new page. A post is actually the top section that's sort of the description about what's in that module, and a new page is each of those items that expands. Okay, so again, every provider that you post to will have a little bit different protocol for how this works. And this just happens to be the way that the expandable text HTML works. So I'm going to ask for a new page here. And it gives me a place to put a page title. And I'm going to say, you know, this is some developer content. You know, this isn't really meant to be a big live post. So something interesting goes here. And in a lot of cases, actually, what I meant to show you while I was still on the portal page, in fact, was the experience that you get over here. If you're trying to post some content out, all right, let me log in. I'll come right back to LiveWriter in a second. And if I were to manually post some information out to this item, okay, I can come down here and click the Add Content link. And I could do a very similar thing to what we were just looking at, where I get a header section. It's sort of a rich text editor that we've got here. So, you know, here's some content. Actually, this is the header. And then down below is the actual detail information. And if I want to put an image in here, I can click the image icon. And it gives me this image properties page. I can go out and browse to the server.
It's kind of cumbersome, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, you almost have to know in advance that you want to put an image out here.
Yeah.
All right, so you know, what if you're cut and pasting something off of a page, and it's not something that you've maybe already got out there. You know, click out to my images directory. You know, I can pick one of these and you know, like put my MVP logo on here. I can modify a little bit what's in here, but basically the idea is you have to think ahead on here. If you want to put several images into the content, you have to already have them saved out onto the site. There's no way of like bringing one in dynamically. All right, you got to think ahead, and this is the cumbersome part of doing it on the web. And then you have to upload the image to the portal, and you have to put it in the right directory and go and pick it. Okay, so that's what I mean by it's kind of cumbersome. So instead of doing it that way, LiveWriter gives you this very nice ability to take your content that you're creating, as I've started to do here. Let me just hit enter. Just for the fun of it, let me hop over here and just take a screenshot of what's right up here. All right, just to have something to post there. All right, so I'm grabbing it into Snagit, which is a popular tool that we may highlight in the future, and hop back over to LiveWriter, and I can just paste it straight in. Okay, since it's a desktop tool, I can do all the cut and paste stuff that I want.
A lot easier.
And, you know, type whatever I want after that. And again, if I have this image highlighted, there's a lot of things I can do to it. You've already seen the text wrapping. I can set margins on it. I can set borders, you know, drop shadows, instant photos, you know, a whole bunch of different effects on it here. You know, maybe I want to put a drop shadow won't work too well on that,
reflection,
but maybe,
cool.
Maybe reflection,
yeah,
on, yeah, it, okay? And on the advanced tab, I can I have a set of actions. I can rotate, contrast, crop, tilt. You know, there's a bunch of effects that I can do to that image as long as I've got it right there. I can set the size of it. And another set of effects, if I go and add effects here, I can change, you know, to like a sepia tone if I want, you know, sort of a black and white looking effect. And ultimately affect the way that particular item is put in. As well, I've got the ability to insert a number of other things down here. I can hyperlinks, pictures, photo albums, videos. Maybe I want to put a code snippet in there. All right, so I click the code snippet item, and what I'm going to do is go back out to my handy text editor here and go and grab a piece of code and paste it into this upper window. Okay, now I need to tell it that it's Visual Basic so that it knows how to properly format it. And I can turn the line numbers on and off. I can put the container on it or take it away. You know, the container basically gives you a scroll bar, you know, for your text. And when I say OK, it comes back actually formatted and colorized for you on the website.
Ooh,
you know how hard it is to do that. You know, so that's an add-in. So let me just publish this then.
Question over there?
Yeah, okay. When you were on the other editor, I know you had to have your images in a certain folder.
Yeah.
So yes.
Where does this put your images?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. What you do when you configure the MetaWeblog module on .NET Nuke, you can tell it where you want the images to go. And typically it's in a subdirectory of the portals folder. Yeah, so what happens is when you post to the site, the images just go right onto the page and go straight down into that folder that you've specified, and you can define a set of folders that you can put them into as well, so you can organize all your content together. And it's actually by module. So we have another question. Go ahead.
I noticed that there is a provider, whatever, for posting to a SharePoint blog. Can you post, you know, SharePoint for provide content providers use a similar type,
like for a
rich
list?
Text editor? Can you do that to
like
a SharePoint
for a list or something
site?
Like that?
Not necessarily a list, but to a content web page.
Yes.
So, yes. And SharePoint.
Yes. Yep. Works very nicely for that. So the last thing that I have to do before I post this to the page, and you might have noticed when I click publish, I got an error. All right, and the reason was because down here I didn't pick a page parent. So you can have multiple of these expandable text HTML modules in the portal, and I just have to pick which one it's going to post to. Now when I click publish, it's going to send it out to that particular page and then refresh it for me. So you'll see that right below, or maybe right in the middle, it depends on, I think I've got it set up to post them alphabetically in this case. Here we go. So it's already expanded, and you can see that it put my image straight out there. I didn't have to go and screw around with uploading it to the portal first. I can just paste it into Windows Live Writer and immediately do some content publishing that's really not blog based. All right, so that's a really handy function for, you know, posting content out to sites.
So Live Writer is not just for blogging.
Not just for blogging, and the best part really is that. Because there are these, like the Meta Weblog API, you can implement that in your own applications. As a developer, you can use Windows Live Writer to publish content into your own applications. It doesn't have to be on an online application, for that matter. It can be any kind of an application you want to post into. So Live Writer is really awesome in terms of the way that it can be used for content publishing. So what do you all think about that?
Awesome, Stan. That is an awesome demo, man. That was you blew me away when you showed that me for the first time, and like, wow! I had no idea.
You know, I use Live Writer all the time, and I've gotten so I've set up we have an extranet portal at work, where we're constantly putting FAQs about the product that we support out there, and the engineers who were doing it were going, man, this is so clunky. You know, why can't this be easier? And I showed them Live Writer, and they're really happy with me now. They just love. Now they love posting content out to the portal, whereas I used to have to twist their arm to get them to do it.
I know, even regular blogging. I know I started increasing my blogging once I had an easier tool to use, right, to go ahead and do that.
Well, so, you can see I didn't increase my blogging.
Well, thanks once again. Give it up for Mr. Stan Schultes.
Thank you.